The following program is made possible thanks to the support of the Kane Area Development Center and the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund.
The West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund is undergoing continued work on its retrofit commercial passive house at 63 Fraley Street in Kane. In each weekly installment of this series on WXCY, Kate Kennedy, Executive Director of the Kane Area Development Center, speaks with local people who have been involved with the ongoing work of this ultra-energy efficient building and the progress being made.
Hey everyone, I'm Kate Kennedy, and I am here today with Mayor Brandy Shimp to talk about the Kane Passive House. Hey Brandy.
Hi Kate, how are you?
Good, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So, hey, how did you first learn about the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund, which, just as a reminder, is the fund that is driving and building the Passive House here in Kane?
I first learned about the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund back in February of 2018. My husband and I and several other people from Kane traveled down to Williamsport, where we attended the Pennsylvania Wilds annual awards and dinner. It was there, kind of after the award show and the dinner, that we ran into the executive director of the fund. It was kind of a funny story how we ran into him. We were with some other friends, and every organization there kind of had a table set up with their, you know, their information, their signage, things like that. And there was a cardboard cutout of the executive director of the PA Wilds, Taw, who we know pretty well. And one of the people that we were with thought it'd be funny to take it and run around with it. We thought that it belonged to the Wilds, but it actually belonged to the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund. So if you would like to meet someone, I think, you know, I wouldn't recommend stealing their things, but it's a pretty solid icebreaker. So from there, we had a really great conversation with Joel Morrison, who is the executive director of the fund. At the time, they were already very familiar with the Pennsylvania Wilds and had been working on some potential projects with them. And he said, you know, he had heard about Kane. He was interested in learning a little bit more.
Well, that's definitely a way to make an impression.
Yes. Yes. I will not tell you the friend who stole Taw's cutout, but just know that they're very good partners in this project now. Very big supporters.
So then you met them at this dinner. That was your first initial contact. What was the process then to get the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund to have a passive house building here in Kane?
Well, to be honest, the Passive House project was never even on the radar, as far as, you know, myself or really anybody else involved early on was aware of. What happened was we had met in February of 2018 at the dinner. From there, Joel came up for a meeting with several of us at the Borough Building in July of 2018. And what we did was we put together some projects that we thought the fund may be interested in partnering with or contributing to. We had talked about the Clay Street School was maybe an option, the Kane Area Community Center, which they actually since then have funded, and also a trailhead or a welcome center. These were all kind of just preliminary ideas we were tossing around. We made a video so that they could take it back to their board and kind of share, you know, why Kane, what's happening in Kane, and, you know, different areas that they could maybe invest in. After that meeting, November 2018, myself, Melanie Claybaugh from Borough Council, and Abby Peters from the Pennsylvania Wilds were invited to go down to the fund's annual meeting down at the Penn Stater in State College and present on you know, why Kane, what's going on in Kane. So that was Mel and I's role. And then Abby Peters presented more in depth on the PA Wilds Media Labs project.
So the July meeting must have gone really well. They must have really felt connected to Kane and what was happening here to invite you down to the strategic planning. And then from there, they ended up deciding to buy 63 Fraley Street and eventually making it a passive house standard.
Right. And I wouldn't have in my wildest dreams have thought that it would be such the investment that it is. But I should have known because some of those very early meetings with Joel Morrison, I remember the one day he looked at me and he's like, dream big. He's like, actually dream bigger. And I just didn't dream this big.
Yeah.
So I guess I need to learn to dream a little bigger.
Yeah. He's teaching some lessons here as
yes,
he goes.
Yes, he is, for sure.
So why is this project important to you?
I think on a personal note, it was important because it was the first time as mayor, I felt like I had a really big obligation to show a potential outside investor how great the community is, how hard people have been working, and, you know, kind of the trajectory of where we're heading. And it just felt really, really important to make sure I'm sharing the right stories and the right messaging and sharing all the work that people have been doing.
Right, because you became mayor when?
In January of that year.
Okay, so this was really your big first opportunity to highlight Kane on a bigger level.
Right, it really was. And it was a lot of fun, and it's been a lot of fun since.
And here we are in 2021, and you're still involved in this relationship with Joel and the fund, and it's mm-hmm. something that you've nurtured along the way.
Yeah, they make it very easy. Since day one, really, they've said, what does Kane need? What does Kane want? Would this fit? What do you think would fit? What does your community think will fit? What does everyone, you know, they've from the start really asked for input to make sure that this checks the boxes for our community and to be a good community partner.
That's true. They really do care about making something that makes sense for this community, not just coming in and putting in what they think would make sense, but right. They like to get input and really make it something that is meaningful to people in Kane.
Right, absolutely.
So what have you learned from the project?
Oh, I learned that I don't know much about sustainable energy. There is a lot to learn. You know, it's much more than you just think, you know, solar panels and, you know, energy efficiency, you know, appliances. You know, there is so much to learn, and it's been a really fascinating process because they are extremely willing to teach you. And to teach you in a way that doesn't make you feel extremely uneducated, they really kind of just make it easy to understand, easy to grasp. And one of the coolest things is since they've hired so many local contractors, they're now teaching our local contractors different methods of air sealing buildings and how can we make these really old buildings, you know, last for years to come.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think about this project that's so cool is the building that they bought, 63 Fraley Street, was initially built in the 1800s mm-hmm. with an addition in the early 1900s. And so not only is it air sealing to make a building passive house level, but it's doing it for a building that's been around for over 100 years and has a lot of cracks.
Right, a lot of cracks.
But yeah, the education piece, that's part of their mission, and they're so good at it.
They are really good at it. I'm very appreciative because I've never walked away and felt, you know, inferior, I guess, as far as what I know, but I've just always felt more enlightened and smarter, and I get it, you know, and they're happy to share that with anyone, mm-hmm. anytime.
How have you seen this impact our community already?
Well, right out of the gate, you know, you have workers here, you have tradespeople, you have architects, and you have just people coming in and out of the community on a daily basis who are eating here, who are drinking here, who are sleeping here, who are getting gas here, who are using grocery store, that in and of itself. And then the materials that they're using, you know, they're sourcing a lot of things locally. They're using, like I said, local contractors. And that makes a big, big difference for our local economy.
Yeah. So economically, you've already seen the impact
yes.
of what they're doing, in addition to the educational piece that they've
right.
so generously given to.
Yes.
Yeah. What are your hopes for what this building will do for our community in the future?
My hopes are that it will continue to educate. And I think even more so once the building is completed, it will continue to be an economic driver because as Kate has probably, you know, as you have probably mentioned before, this building is on track to be the first passive house commercial retrofit project in North America,
I believe
right?
so, in the
in
nation,
North America.
Yeah.
So that's a really, really big deal. And they've been recognized in you know, publications and at conferences. And I think that it's just going to keep driving our local economy. I also think that it's going to continue to educate and be a really great space and a really great addition to Uptown, you know, saving a building, which is great.
Yeah, that is great because we have such beautiful historic buildings here, and to be able to show that this can be done here in our town,
right,
I think is a great model to show this can be done anywhere.
Right.
Well, Brandy, this has been great. Is there anything else that you want to say before we wrap up?
You know, I do want to just thank the fund for believing in what we have going on here and for, you know, really embracing our community and our past and the direction that we're heading. They have been great partners. We are so lucky to have them here. And I would encourage everybody to, you know, follow their Facebook page to learn more. It's just Kane Passive House. Or, you know, when it nears completion, be sure to stop by and really take a look for yourself. It's pretty incredible to see.
Yeah, it really is. And I think one of the things I love is every time I come in, it's different.
Yeah.
They make progress really fast.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Brandy, thank you so much for your time today. And thank you for being such an advocate for our community. We are so grateful for all that you do for us. And thanks for sharing your experience.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
All right. We'll be talking to you guys again about the Kane Passive House very soon.
If you'd like to hear more from those involved in the progress at Kane's Passive House, listen again next week at this time or visit WXUIradio.com.